Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Anna Moore is with us in the studio. She's behind some of the biggest female boxers to come out of this country, including Kelly Harrington and Katie Taylor, who is fighting in America this very weekend. It's going to be live in the early hours of tomorrow morning, worldwide on Netflix. It's a multi-million dollar fight from a big stadium in Texas, and the Mammy of Irish Boxing is here. Anna Moore, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for, because you had to rush, didn't you, from the National Stadium?
I was doing the weigh-in. Our big championships, the elite championships, are on tonight. So if anyone is around, there'll be great finals tonight.
In the National Stadium.
In the National Boxing Stadium.
So you've done all the weigh-ins and everything.
The girls this morning.
Right this morning. Are you up and down from Limerick then?
No, I'm here since Tuesday because the championships started on Tuesday and they finished tonight.
Okay, and what exactly would you be doing during the week there?
Well, what I do is I weigh the girls in with Tara Mari, and then I do the medical cards. All boxers have a record card, which the date is on it, their weight, who they box, whether they won or lost.
Okay,
that has to go on every time they box, that's done.
You're the reassuring character who rides in. Everything's going to work well.
Well, we have a championship committee and I'm part of that with Stephen Connolly and Tara and Philip Rooney and Larry Morrison.
It sounds very busy.
It is.
Loads to do.
Today will be very busy.
we'll release you as soon as we can. Come here, your history. How did you get involved in boxing way back?
I started going with my husband at 16 and he was a boxer.
Oh, right.
And then after we got married, he went back as a coach with St. Francis Boxing Club in Limerick. Mm-hmm. And my sons got involved. So I started making teas, doing the doors. And I progressed to be a coach, a judge, a world body judge, and then I was asked when the females came along to get on the committee, which I did, and I'm still on it. And I've travelled the world, just back from Montenegro with the U team who made history. They won 3 gold medals, 3 world titles we won, which we've never done at any world championships, which is brilliant.
The success has just exploded, hasn't it?
But we don't get the recognition and we don't get the money for such a successful sport in the Olympics.
Yeah.
We don't get enough money.
And it doesn't take a lot of space, which is often the expense of sport, isn't it? Because boxing gyms, that's why they're in working class areas.
Boxing wouldn't have the money that the FAI or the RFU would have. I know there's sports. We don't get enough money to keep our check. We get it for our high performance boxers, but for the likes of our youths, our juniors, our school girls, to send them away, we don't get enough money for that.
Okay, well, it is the season for looking for those kind of things. Come here, you credit Katie Taylor, don't you, with kind of exploding the interest, particularly in female boxing?
I'll tell you, Katie Taylor brought amateur boxing to the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And I really believe, and I've been at it 4 or 5 Europeans and Worlds with Katie. Katie, there would not, in my opinion, be Olympic women's boxing in the Olympic Games only for Katie Taylor, because we were brought to St. Petersburg. She went to Chicago first to box to show the LOC what female boxing was about. Mm-hmm. They were impressed. But we went to St. Petersburg and it was the biggest tournament before they were going to decide whether they'd let female boxing in.
Wow.
And listening to everybody, those from the Olympic Council, from the our world boxing and that, it's Katie Taylor, in my opinion, that got boxing into the Olympic Games.
Does she get the credit, do you think?
At the time, maybe not.
Okay.
But she did bring it to that level.
Hmm. And she's brought it now in the professional stage.
She's done the very same. If you think about it, right, she done it. I mean, when we started the female boxing, the first time we had 12 boxers.
Right.
The first day we tried to do it, they weren't even matching weights. So we'd give a year for a weight and that.
Okay.
But when Katie started, her success started, they were flooding the clubs to get into clubs, the female boxers. Now she's gone professional. And we say professional boxing for women was kind of down in the dumps.
Yeah.
You might get a few hundred, a few thousand. Katie Taylor has brought that up to 6 million she's getting. For this fight.
That's the purse, as they call it.
The purse is 6 million.
Each fighter will get 6 million.
Well, I'm not too sure now about that.
Okay, Katie Taylor is the draw.
The thing about it is that only for Katie Taylor, the money now that's been paid to professional female boxers wouldn't be up there, again, only for Katie Taylor.
That's extraordinary, isn't
it? It is.
They probably don't realise that in America, do they?
I don't think... I've been on different social media pages where I never for amateur boxing, I will never reply on social media.
Good,
but with,
Kelly,
with Katie, I do.
Right.
Because they'll rate all the Americans that are way below her.
Yeah, yeah.
Before they rate Katie.
Which makes no sense. Because makes she's no won sense, absolutely
but you
everything
see,
you can
yeah,
possibly win.
You know, and I mean, they say, as they said, two or three contests. Oh, she didn't win them. She did win them.
Mm-hmm.
She did win them.
This
you
is
know,
where there's a split decision.
This, still, yeah, yeah.
They still claim that she didn't. The Madison Square Garden, that was a huge one for her. It was the biggest draw for female boxing anywhere on the planet ever.
It was brilliant.
Did she go over 20 fights without losing as a professional?
The only one she lost actually was to Chantel.
Yeah.
That's Cameron. The only one that she lost. And I would have had that a draw.
Would you really?
I would. She didn't win it. But I didn't think she lost it either. Mm-hmm. You know. But then the second fight, she did. She definitely won that. Even Chantel said she didn't, but she did.
That was on the split decision,
that's
wasn't
on
it?
Split decision. But even at that, you know, they say... they admit at the time that they were beaten.
So she won that fight. That was in Dublin. And
yeah.
She had her titles back and everything. Mm-hmm. Do you think she should have retired at that time?
Personally, I would.
Really?
I was hoping she would retire
yeah,
after that.
It would be a nice way to go.
It would have been a lovely way. But if you knew Katie, I mean, I haven't talked to Katie in a long time, but Katie's heart is in boxing.
Really? It's hard to let
go. I think she's finding it hard to let go. You know, and I am hoping that when she wins tonight or the early hours of the morning, that she'll decide then.
This is it.
This is it. But as I said, you wouldn't know with Katie because Katie's whole life is boxing.
Yeah.
And it's hard to let go of something like that.
She's 38 now.
Is
she going to win tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Just simple as that. You can't think.
Well,
no...
your heart will tell you one thing and your head will tell you something else.
You sound very confident there.
You know, but I'd love to see her win, we say, the early hours of the morning and then retire. But as I said, she could continue because her whole life is boxing.
What do we know about her opponent, Serrano?
Serrano admitted she was beaten the last time and she admitted the reason she took that fight was for the purse. Okay. Again, it's Katie. That's why they all want to box Katie.
Yeah,
she's getting the biggest purses.
Okay.
And they know they can. And Serrano said it, she was beaten and she was going shopping the next day. You know, that's what she said. But then all of a sudden, she didn't lose the next day.
Yeah.
You know, this is what they do and this is what they say. Would I be nervous because of where it is? Yes.
Okay.
It's in America.
It's in America, it's in Texas.
It's in Texas.
It's in the stadium for the Dallas Cowboys.
You would be worried, you know. But... known Katie, she has said all along that she feels better now than she did 2 years ago.
Right, it's kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
It is.
But 38 for an athlete.
I think she's one of the best athletes in the whole world in any sport.
As a mega fan of the sport, it's a disappointment, isn't it, that these two great fighters are the undercard to a joke fight between a YouTuber
and a long
retired.
They should be headlining this promotion. And it should be Tyson and that Paul, whatever his name is.
He's a YouTuber, yeah.
Yeah.
Who supports Trump.
They should be the undercard.
They should, yeah. And Mike Tyson's disgraced as well.
You couldn't compare what the fight that you'll see before the Tyson fight with the Tyson fight.
But we'll focus on the fact that Netflix is their first ever live sporting event.
Yeah, I'm very pleased.
300 million subscribers around the world who will have access to that.
Yeah.
And we just go to bed when that fight's over and ignore the...
Well, I'd be just back in Limerick but at that stage, I'd say.
Yeah, you will. So you'll be up tonight.
We have, as I said, our league championships tonight. It should finish at about 11 o'clock.
Oh, God, right. And just scoot back down to Limerick.
And then down to Limerick.
Have a nap maybe and then get up at 3 a.m.
Well, I'm getting the lift down so I'll fall asleep in the car going down.
It's extraordinary money, isn't it? $6 million for someone who's never appeared to be interested in money.
But she isn't because I'll tell you, I don't know for sure, but I would think Katie Taylor was a millionaire before she went professional.
Because of the success and sponsorship.
Because
and
of the sponsorships and everything that she got. And anything she's got, she well deserves because she put female boxing on the map.
Yeah, well said.
Actually, put Ireland on the map.
Katie wasn't the one who called you the mammy of Irish boxing.
No, my Kelly.
Kelly Harrington.
Kelly Harrington.
Double Olympic champion.
Oh, Kelly Harrington is something else. I mean, when she called me out in the Olympics, you know, Joe Duffy was ringing me. Everyone was ringing me. And I got on to her and I said, Kelly, what are you after doing to me? And she said, Anna, you were there for me when I had to go down to discipline in Dublin. You were there and you held my head over a tile when I was vomiting before the World Championships. You plaited my hair. You plaited my hair, she said. You hugged me and you held me when I cried. And that's what I'm there for. I hate the politics of boxing, but put me into the stadium with the boxers and I'm happy.
She's pure heart, Kelly.
Oh, my God. I tell you, she is the best ambassador for not just female boxing, for boxing in Ireland.
She went beyond Katie Taylor's record at the Olympics.
She did, yeah. And you couldn't compare Katie and Kelly. They're two different in ways. They're different in boxing. They're different.
Yeah.
You know, but Kelly, to me, I just love. I love Katie Taylor, but I love Kelly Harrington.
You love them all. I do.
But she is, I'll tell you what, she's very good for Kelly, for Dublin.
Yes, she is very
good for boxing and she's very good for Dublin.
I presume she could go professional if she wanted to make it.
She could have after the last Olympics, but she has no interest.
She wants to just be in Dublin and walk around.
But do you know what she done? Do you know what she done in the Olympics? The morning after she won it, there was a senior citizen's home next door and she went in with her medal there.
That's right, yeah.
And I really believe, I didn't talk to her about it, but I believe she was in there before that because she has
that's
great time for the older people.
So, and that's why she loves her job.
She loves her job.
In Vincent's. Anna Moore, it's a total pleasure talking to you.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Before I let you go, I must ask, are there other names we should get to know? Because these championships tonight will obviously be important.
Well, some of our elite boxers aren't in it. They're injured or they're sick. But you have a boy from Monkstown, Milo Davis. Ry Colgan. Rye beat Dean Clancy, who was an Olympian last night. You know, in the girls, you'd have Michaela Walsh is there.
Yes.
You have Aoife O'Rourke, you have Lisa. There's an awful lot. But we have an awful lot coming up. There's a girl, Kelly McLaughlin from St. Catharines in Dublin. They're all coming up.
Brilliant.
We have great talent coming up. But what the Sports Council aren't doing, the high performance, yes, they have the money for them.
Our youth
boxers need funding.
Absolutely, it has to be down on the young age. And of course, we're not sure if boxing is even going to make it to the LA Games because there's rows at a global level.
Yes, there is that as well.
Very unlucky.
Well, we'll have to look into that later.
Absolutely. No doubt you will. You're keeping an eye on everything. Anna Moore, thanks a million for the fights are going to take place at the NFL Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Texas before 80,000 fans. Extraordinary. And Katie will enter the arena, the event, at 3 a.m. Irish times. It is Netflix's first event. Monthly subscribers only from $8.99 onwards. Anna Moore, good luck. We'll let you back to your job.
Thank you very much.